greatest city in the world.
This is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
It is the greatest city voiceover guy. We agree.
Yes.
Morning.
Oh, I see. Greatest city, comma, voiceover guy.
Yeah.
I thought you meant he's the greatest city voiceover guy of all time.
No, it is the greatest city, comma, Mr. Voiceover Guy.
I actually heard that for the first time in that intro then.
Me too.
And I thought, you're right, mate. And I've made me proud for some weird reason.
Mate, you should...
Cycling again, Rizzy.
I know.
You should listen to that lyrical masterpiece. There's a bit in there where we get up and get dressed. I reckon there's an absolute accurate.
Yeah.
Hey, how are we? Weekend?
All right, yeah, great? Nice.
Yes.
Weird weather.
Yeah.
Chilling out at the beach yesterday.
Yep.
And then got stormed on.
Yeah.
True.
That's so strange, isn't
yeah.
it? But good. Nice.
We are a little more tropical than once we were, don't you think?
It. Oh, I would, what I'd give, because the one thing I miss about Queensland is afternoon kick-ass storms.
Yeah. Oh,
well. You know, the really good ones.
Yes. Don't talk to us about Queensland.
Oh, what's happened?
It's on again.
Gladys
has thrown out the gauntlet, so to speak, to say, come on, what are you doing, Anna?
Put them in a room. Lock the door.
I'm with Gladys
on this. I still
reckon
Gladys will win. Oh, so do I, but
yeah.
I reckon Gladys will win.
Yep. Like, why are... And I know Queenslanders voted... A vast majority of them loved Anna and voted her back in recently.
Yeah.
But really, they can't run. They really...
Look at the SA Premier, though. It is... Like, and I think I said Thursday, political overreaction.
Mm.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, well, that wasn't his fault, though.
No.
That lying pizza worker.
Oh, the bastard. Ruined the whole state.
What a liar.
Yeah.
What a liar. I know.
Oh, no.
I know, as we all just go, I'm not going to fill this one in. But, yeah, it's amazing how, in these days, one little thing like that can throw everyone, isn't it?
Totally.
But
here we are, back to Queensland. They did say, remember they said 14 days of no community transmission? Well, we reached that yesterday.
We did.
So when are we getting let in? So when do they open?
Well, the weird thing is, I reckon because Gladys has come out hard yesterday, there's no way Anna Palaszczuk is going to come out today and go, oh, by the way, we're letting... Because she'll feel... It'll look like she's been pressured by Gladys.
True.
That's why.
So they'll want to wait a few more days, which is just stupid.
The reason for Queensland, two things, okay? Gladys just did that, annoyed them.
Yeah.
All right. Paul Gallen said that Queensland were the worst team ever.
Yes.
Look what happens.
Yeah, true.
This is what happens. We need
they
to shut up.
I know.
We need to get the border open by just pretending that we like them. All right? It's like, oh, you guys, oh, no, you're absolutely right. You've done the right thing. Border's open. Idiots.
Yep.
And then we drive in beeping our horns.
So true.
Yeah.
Victoria, New South Wales opened today.
Midnight?
Yep.
So midnight last night?
Last night. So, yeah, that's some good news.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be all right, everybody.
As Gladys said, we're the only state that welcomes absolutely everybody, including New Zealanders, without quarantine.
Did you like your quote, we will never shut it down again?
Yeah, that's a big call, isn't it?
Yeah, I think she just got on a roll and got excited.
I think she did.
It was really, yes. I felt while watching her, I was like, oh, she's doing a Danny.
Yeah.
She's doing a Danny where she's so excited and everything's free.
I know.
And I'm in the background going,
I know. It's
we will never shut our state again.
Yeah, she went hard. It's like when you're kind of being asked for volunteers and you get on a roll and being told how great it is and you throw your hand up.
That's it. Mm. You said it, Gladys.
Yeah.
You said it.
I've done that at Nippers before,
that's
actually.
That's what I mean.
And then you get home, you're like, oh, crap, what have I done? That's what Gladys is probably thinking.
She was on a roll. She was excited. She was digging in. But if she just shut up until the borders were open, that'd be great.
Hello, Dave.
Morning, Christmas Day.
I'm in the mood, Steve, this year. I absolutely am in the mood.
You put your tree up.
Yeah, trees up, lights up.
The boys
yesterday.
Are loving it.
Yeah. Not all on board this year.
You've caught the Christmas magic bug from the boys.
Next year, though. Watch, I'll be back to the
ground.
Oh, yeah, see how we go over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Nice. What's going down?
We've got Santa Cam up and running as well.
Oh.
So, Santa is tuning in to make sure our boys are behaving.
So is this the device that you were given a couple of years ago or you bought?
Yeah, a few years ago. So it's worked every year. And, there's just this little security camera-looking device in our living room and our the kitchen.
Aren't you embarrassed that our boss did the same thing to us?
Yeah.
Well, Santa cam in the studio, guys. Behave yourselves.
Well, I'm waiting for the boys to twig that it's not plugged in. So after 137 days, our border with Victoria has reopened at 12:01 this morning. The so-called wall came down, so no more checkpoints, and we can move it freely again across the Murray River. It means that New South Wales is the only state in Australia right now that has no border restrictions to anywhere in the country. Unfortunately, we still can't go to WA, and of course, Sydneysiders are still banned from Queensland. Daily flights are back on between Newcastle and Melbourne. The first flight, Jetstar JQ474, arriving here just before midday. It's back on. Great to see that we can now travel freely.
Yep.
I feel like Woodstock. New South Wales is Woodstock. Open borders. Everybody welcome.
Hey, we are.
They talked about the international borders yesterday. What are you thinking about that?
Yeah, well, so they're saying it all depends on the global rollout of a vaccine, essentially. So the concern is, how long will the immunity from a vaccine last? It's all good and well to have one, but if it doesn't only last 6 months, it's no good. And how widespread the vaccine is. So what countries get it? Now, the world leaders are meeting at the moment, and they're pushing for all countries, of course, to have this vaccine. Likely, though, that we'll have travel bubbles, so probably with just New Zealand and the Pacific Islands to start with. And they're saying that international travel hopefully next year, but more likely late next year. So if you're booking holidays, wait a while is the advice. Speaking of world leaders, the G20 summit underway, all being done virtually this year. So the leaders dialed into a session yesterday on the global response to the pandemic, delivering video messages. While that was happening, Donald Trump, do you want to know what he was getting up to? Yeah.
Busy tweeting that he won the election.
Well, no, busy playing golf. The golf course, his second home now. He didn't send a message, although he is expected to appear at this summit today sometime. But, loving his golf at the moment.
Did you see ScoMo's dress up for the G20 online summit? He was like a newsreader. He was all business up top, party down the bottom with his shorts and flip-flops.
That's the go. There you go.
Yep.
Don't they usually at the end come out with the, the outfits of...
Well, they used to, but it's all online.
I know, but imagine having the dress left out at home. They send it to you. The first year they go, we don't have to wear that. Oh, they sent it to us. Yep.
And just quickly on Trump, not looking good at all. So a judge has now thrown out his election lawsuit in Pennsylvania. That follows legal defeats in Georgia, Michigan and Arizona. So basically, he's run out of options.
But he's still squawking up until like 3 hours ago.
Yeah. I know. So I don't know how he thinks he can still win, but anyway, good luck to him.
Oh, dear. And it was Friday, I think, after we'd finished that Rudy Giuliani did that press conference and his hair dye was running down his face.
Not a good ad for Grecian. And you got so much money, he's on $20,000 an hour. Get it professionally done, champ.
There was a girl behind her. I don't know who she was, but you could see her staring at the dye that was obviously not just down his face, but from her point of view, down his neck, staining his collar.
Yeah.
How she didn't reach forth and mop him, that's your instinct.
I know. It's a very superficial thing, but it takes the, it loses the message, doesn't it? Watching him leak.
But he was leaking black, but also... Well, the fact that it was quite chilly in the room, that was just sweat because he knew he was doing a failed case. There was no good thing about it.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Thanks.
You know what's really sad about that, though, as I watched it? Do you remember Rudy Giuliani as mayor of...
People
loved him.
Yeah,
he was a legend.
He did a great job after the attacks.
Now, you know what... Do you know who he's morphed into? When every time I see him, he looks like the Penguin.
He does.
Oh, yeah, out of the Batman movie.
Yeah, he does.
He really
walks like him. You're right. It's really sad. Although I did say to Felix, my flatmate, what happened? And he went, that $40,000 an hour happened, mate.
Yeah. I actually had to Google to see if he was the same guy. Like a year ago. Because I was like, no, he can't be the same guy because he was so well loved.
Yes. Well, and he was enigmatic. He got things done.
Yes.
He didn't believe in fairy stories.
No. It's amazing what 40,000 an hour will do. Yeah.
It's Daniel and Steve. This is Triple M.
First Inch.
He's we've got a good prize for First Inch today.
We certainly do. It's the Sunset Sounds, presented by Triple M. The rock and roll is back in the Hunter next March at Roche Estate.
Mossy, Daryl Braithwaite, Thirsty Merc, Richard Clapton. It's all going on there. Mm. Good. Good win.
So if you want to get your hands on those tickets, play First Inch.
Yeah, 133353. Just give us a call right now.
It's the First Inch of the song. You guess what it is. Title and artist. Rosie's very strict on that.
Mm. Yeah, title and artist. And I was just looking as well. Tickets don't even go on sale for this gig, Sunset Sounds, until tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So
Perfect.
It's like you're getting them before everyone can even buy them.
Getting the second tickets in town, because we gave away the first ones on Thursday.
Yeah, admittedly, it's no Pippin, but they're all right, aren't they?
I think we're actually speaking with Daryl Braithwaite tomorrow as well.
We're
going to give him a call. I think he's on the road somewhere. He's on holidays.
Cool.
But we are going to try and track him down tomorrow. 133353. Give us a call right now if you want to play Tenure and Steve's First Inch.
People are calling through, but Nick's just out there having a chat, finding out about their weekend. She'll put them through to the show at any moment now.
She just rolled her eyes at
She did. And she threw up a middle finger.
Hi, how are you going? Oh, just one moment. I suppose I'll put you through to Tenure and Steve, yeah. Anyway, I'll put it on hold and I'll get back to you, Michael.
Well, Michael's here now. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Here's today's First Inch.
Now, I got it straight away, Michael. I have the benefit of being in the studio as well. And it's always harder on the phone. Mm. Have another listen.
No idea.
Oh.
Nah. All right. Thanks, Michael. Have a great week, day. Weekend.
You know what? I think it's first millimetre, not first centimetre, not first inch.
I know.
It seems a little bit
quick.
Peter, here is today's first inch.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
I need a second inch.
Don't we all be? Don't, mate. Don't offer me stuff up. Don't make it easy for me.
You want to have a crack, Peter?
Oh, mate, I've got no clue. No clue on that one.
Have a good day. We'll go to Jai here, guys.
Hey, Jai. Have a listen.
Yeah, guys, I got nothing. Same as the last guy.
Well, mate, the phones are going nuts, so they're the lucky people that have probably heard it out the speakers now.
Yeah, it's tough on the phone. Let's try Liz. Liz.
Hey. Is it Born on Blonde? What's up?
Oh, it sounds a bit like that.
Now? Yeah, it's not, though.
No, Liz.
That's not it. Damn. No. All right, let's go to Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hi. Is it Noiseworks Reach Out?
No, it's not Noiseworks.
Sorry, Jen.
Thanks.
What about Craig?
Hey, Craig.
G'day, mate. How are you?
All right. What do you reckon?
Horses, Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh, that would make
sense.
No, good
choice, but no.
No, not horses.
Well, it's starting to feel like the secret sound.
It is.
You just spend the whole morning going, no.
I'll play a little bit more to the next person we have on the phone.
Dylan, have a listen.
Yeah, it's REM Shiny Happy People.
There you go.
You knew it. Even before the arrest. How good is these tickets, Dylan? Sunset Sounds.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys.
I imagine last night, 10 years around about 8:30, there was a lot of couples and friends putting together videos and entering the block.
I reckon you're right. That was a block like no other, though.
Amazing.
It was incredible. Made just incredible by Danny Wallace.
And Danny Wallace is the kind of guy I like at auctions. Doesn't fiddle around.
Yeah. Well, you can when you sold your tech company for $126 million.
That's why he should go to all auctions.
But it was an especially brilliant night for Jimmy and Tam. This is how it rolled for them.
At $4,256,000 a bit now. First, second, third type called for the junction. Here this afternoon. Done.
One
finished.
More,
all silent.
Danny.
Done
one
before
more.
We go.
One more.
$456,000 a bid now. Quickly. For me.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
$966,000.
Ridiculous.
$966,000. It's just unbelievable.
They always talk about the agony and ecstasy of a auction. Mm. There was a lot more ecstasy than agony in these
absolutely.
Ones.
Absolutely. Add the $100,000 to their win and they walk away with $1,066,000. Congratulations, Jimmy and Tam.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Hearing those numbers still blows us away.
I know. Even us watching, too.
Yep.
Because when, that big jump that Danny did, we're also watching it going, what?
Oh, mate, when that happened, because, you know, everyone was so eager to get in on that auction, they sort of didn't quite understand that the 4.2 was the first bid. And it when we realised that that was the first bid, it was the whole room that we were in with all the production, they just went mental. It was so crazy. No one was expecting it.
Well, look, you mean, we're focusing today on Danny Wallace because he picked up three of the properties out of the five last night, dropping $12 million, but he didn't even get yours. Who was your young female buyer?
She is an incredible person who had an emotional connection to our house. She watched the whole season. And when Jimmy took her on a tour of the place, she fell more in love with it and she just had to have it.
Yeah, never mind that, Tam. Where'd she get the cash from?
I don't know, and I'm not worried about that.
Okay, because we're all really curious what her background is.
Yeah, no, they're a young couple. Yep. They're getting married next year. They're really beautiful people, and I think we've made a friendship that's going to last a very long time.
Amazing. Definitely. So you don't know anything more about her, or does she want a bit of anonymity?
We haven't really spoken to her about that. I mean, you know, it's not really our business where she got the money from or how she got it, so we're just going to take it, I guess.
and Jimmy, Tam, here lies the difference between you and Tanya and I, because the first thing we would have went, what do you do for a living?
Oh, look, it was such a great result because, I don't know, it's been a tough year for everybody.
Yeah.
Not just you blockheads. So I think we all were just delighted to see you all make money.
Yeah, Australia needed that. They really needed that pep up. You know, everyone's had such a rough year and, you know, I know the year's not out yet, but it seems like we're on the road out of here and this was just such an uplifting finale and everyone walked away with money, which was our main goal for the whole auction order choice we had to make. So it was amazing.
So when you get home and you and Frankie and Tam go looking for a house, Jimmy, is it going to be fun to just go, I'll take that, and then just pull the cash out of your wallet?
It is. Mate, we are interested in real estate. And we used to look at houses around the sort of 500 marks. Yep. We thought that would all we'd ever be able to afford.
Yeah.
And the other day we were sitting here looking at houses around that sort of price bracket that we have now. We were like, wow, it's a whole different world.
Well, have you guys got like immediate plans? Is that the one thing that you're going to do first up? Buy a house for about 800, so you've still got 200 to play with.
So good.
Well, we don't know yet. We're going to take it easy for a bit. So we're lucky enough to be renting at the moment that we're not secured to anywhere. So we're just gonna have fun for a bit, you know, to go on a little bit of a family vacation, celebrate with family and friends. And then when it's all died down a bit and we've got our heads around what's happened, I think we'll sit down and have a serious chat of where we want to be and what we want to do.
Do you think with this money now, Tam, Jimmy will raise the bar from Forex Gold?
Well, he's already raised the bar from 4X Gold, trust me.
Okay.
Well, we're on bolters.
Oh, there you go.
I saw the cheeky bolter in the show last night. Hey, listen, when you say you're going to enjoy yourself for a little while, just be careful. Look what happened to Jess and Norm last year. They've not got a cent left because they bought four pools for people. They did. Do you know that? They did all stupid things.
I read that a little while ago. Amazingly generous, but we won't be buying our friends' pools.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least you've stated that now, mate. We'll send it to all your friends. Yeah. No pool coming.
And does Frankie have any idea that now you're a family, you're a millionaire family?
She has not a clue. No. Not a clue. It's so cute. Like, kids, she's four.
Yep.
She knows we've won money. And she's very excited about that, but she's got not a clue, which is just so adorable.
She's probably hoping that they can afford a Frozen DVD.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the, she wanted a ponytail last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daddy was offering the four-legger, but she was happy with a hairband and away she went.
Hey, it's a bit too, you know, and I mean, I know we know about emotional buyers and everything, but, you know, with that 50 style you were doing, it was pretty risky.
Yeah.
But that risk got that buyer, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we knew the whole way along the block that we were polarising and limiting our market. You only need one. That's exactly right. And she had to have the house and fought for it. And came out on top.
Well, we're delighted for all of you, particularly you guys. That's just a fabulous start in life. So congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
I bet they haven't slept.
Oh, why would you?
Oh, no.
You know that that Danny Wallace, though, he bought three of them. You know how Daniel and Jade, they made the least amount. They made $460,000.
Mm.
He bought their house because of their daughter Isla, and he's donating it to the children's charity to be used as like somewhere where parents with kids with issues can stay if they need hospital treatment.
And the last one he bought, he donated to Ronald McDonald House as well in 2012, bought a house. So, yeah, it was interesting because we didn't really know his story.
No.
IT millionaire.
Yeah.
But he's got
a good heart there.
Yeah.
So as crazy as he seemed, making those weird bids and making it tough on everybody.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, great guy.
Good on him.
Yeah.
He confuses people.
Yeah.
They get all flustered.
I'd still be checking that young girl's bank account.
No problem at all.
How do they afford a $4 million house as a young newlywed couple? Well, not newlywed yet.
I can't believe, guys.
How do they do that?
What do I tell my son?
What?
Well, she's a drug dealer.
Okay, perfect.
Anyone that has more money than his dad, drug dealer.
Okay.
Oh, amazing.
Simple as that. Bet you she pulls it out of a wallet. Cash.
I also had no idea Jess and Norm were now broke.
Oh, they're completely broke. Yeah. They bought stupid things. Above ground pools for their friends.
Yeah.
Two barbecues. Like, what do you need two?
Yeah, God knows what she's going to do on that way to Triple M Sydney.
It's Tanya and Steve. Newcastle's Triple M.
We're going to play Grumpy Old Men and Women.
Oh, good.
Because grumpy old men and women usually use the phrase, well, that's a license to print money.
Oh,
you know,
yes. Look at these bloody McDonald drive-thrus. License to print money, isn't it?
That's what I'm talking about. Because Risey came in this morning retelling a story from the weekend, and my first thought was, well, that's a license to print money.
Totally. Absolutely. My thought exactly.
What is it?
So we got a Santa photo, a family Santa photo on Redhead Beach last night.
Mm-hmm.
$45 cash. One photo. In and out, 4 to 5 minutes tops. A lineup from here to Dudley, from Redhead to Dudley Long. Licensed to print money, those Santa photos at Redhead Beach. They're making, my quick calculation, they're making about $600 an hour.
Wow.
Maybe more.
Rosie, you can't come on the radio and bag Sandy.
I know.
We've all done it tough this year,
Santa,
mate.
It was the real Santa too. Full real beard.
There you go.
So it was good to have the real Santa at Redhead Beach.
I was amazing.
Sorry, I've changed my mind quickly, haven't I?
Hey, there's no denying it's good and it's lovely and the photos are always beautiful.
Yeah.
But...
one click, are you sure?
Yeah.
No joke, it was one click as well.
It is a license to print money.
Did any of you have your eyes open?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't got it yet, so... they send it to you within 24 hours, so...
amazing. Well, good on them for being creative.
You don't even get to proof it. You don't know.
But we wanted to throw it out. Is there other things that is going on that are licenses to print money? And you have to finish the conversation with us with license to print money.
133353. What is it that you've noticed, especially at the moment, license to print money? 133353. Give us a call.
Hey, we're not dissing them.
No.
Good on them, because we've all got to make a buck.
Even these people, it's like, the company that does it down at Redhead Beach, like, they're working hard. They had 4 or 5 employees to make sure everyone's going and they're socially distancing, doing everything right. I was just, like, shocked how quickly it was for $45 to be spent.
Did you keep your shock to yourself, mate, or were you yelling it out in front of the kiddies?
I was pretty vocal in front of my wife.
Yeah. Don't worry. I would have been equally as guilty.
I think anyone that can create anything that is gluten-free these days...
oh.
License to print money.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely, definitely.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I saw 2 bread rolls yesterday.
Yeah.
$9.60 for 2 bread rolls.
Yeah.
I went without.
Yeah, see, I live in the same world as you, mate. License to print money. If you can create something relatively yummy, sugar-free, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Cashed up.
Yeah. License to print money.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It is.
Oh, my God. Like, that world that I'm in with the whole gluten-free thing. And you're in it too, Risey.
Yeah, we just spent so much money on it.
Oh, chocolate. I bought 2 bags of chocolates that I'm desperately trying not to eat before Christmas.
Yeah.
Again, $20.80 for 2 stupid chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
That you'd eat in a nanosecond.
And there's no question, they're stupid. Because they cost so much. So if they become yummy, it's like, no, it's stupid.
Yep.
How can something that... is missing an ingredient.
Be more.
Oh,
that is a damn good question.
All right, then. How come you charge me, not you, but how come they charge me more for a chook that apparently has been running willy-nilly around a field, happy as Larry, just before they killed it? It's like, oh, yeah, no, this was not caged, this chook. This chook was having a good old time on the side of the field.
Yep.
And but it's right.
Yeah.
If it's healthy, it's more.
I know.
Definitely.
It's just a fact now, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? You go down health aisles and go, ooh, okay.
Yes, licensed to print money.
Of course it is.
Mm.
Bastards.
Right, let's see what Julie's got. What's a license to print money, Jules?
Well, just along the line, Milo is now in gluten-free.
Oh.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Gluten-free Milo. How much is that?
No, $200 a tin or something. I didn't know the surprise.
Nestle printing money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you, Julie. Thank you, Julie. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Even on that now with weights and things like that, the beer companies that are bringing out the carbs and low-carb beers is a license. Yeah. So many blokes and girls, whatever, you just see them going, if I drink 20 of these, it'll be all right. They're low-carb.
In fact, any craft beer at the moment is a license to print money.
Yeah.
That's
like,
so true.
You're looking at like $70 a carton.
Yep.
At least.
I also found, Steve, gluten-free beer.
Yeah. Saw that the other day,
six
too.
Of those.
Is that Wild? W-I-L-D-E? Or is that
I thought it was
else?
A Hahn, actually.
That was, but what did I see? It was a six-pack. It was $9,850.
Yep. Hence why I only bought four.
Yeah, well, you know, you got Christmas coming up, mate.
Exactly.
It's understandable.
Dave's got his, got a license to print money somewhere.
I hear you, Dave. Yes. What is it, mate?
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. What's the license to print money?
Oh, mate, it'd have to be the camels up at Barubi Beach.
Why? Tell us.
Oh, I don't know. There's probably about, I don't know, 15 or 16 of them in a line, and they're probably $50 a head, and they just down the beach and back.
Yeah. Really?
I took Jasmine on that because, you know, there's nothing more Australian than a camel. And and you're right, and there's always people constantly lining up.
Yeah.
Although I reckon, though, because they were doing a lot of the Korean and tours and things like that, would have slowed down for them this year with COVID.
Definitely.
But, I love the camels on the beach.
Have they had their health checks? Because you know how I feel about camels.
Yeah, don't worry. I did think of you as I was boarding said camel. What is it, mate?
They have, well, I can't remember whether it's either syphilis or gonorrhea in the backs of their throats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you're...
It's disgusting.
That's why you never go to Saudi Arabia with Daniel. Hey, I still reckon after the block last night, there'll be a lot of people, even today, doing their videos to enter for next year.
Definitely.
Oh,
why
sure.
wouldn't you?
When you win, like, upwards of $1 million.
Well, but remember the years that...
I know.
Other people, even a local couple, $40,000.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, Max and Carsten.
Yes.
Yeah,
trying not to mention their names. It must pain them to see what happened last night.
It really must.
Yeah. So you're risking it. And if you've got to give up your employment to do this, 3 months out of your life.
Interesting auction, though, wasn't it? Because, you know, normally it's a bit busy and everything, but because of all the COVID and everything, it was like, and because if you've been watching the block long enough, you recognised every buyer there,
yeah,
didn't you?
Definitely. Yeah,
maybe a couple online you didn't. But, yeah, I just wonder about fake ones when you go to auctions, not block ones, I mean real ones.
Yeah.
How many in there are just throwing the dollar up? But it's a bit dangerous game to play, isn't it?
Yeah. You mean at the actual auction?
At real ones around the, you know, Newcastle and that.
Oh,
do
God.
You mean like friends?
Yeah.
Knowing what the couple would, like their reserve, so they would just try to get
it going by yelling out a figure.
Right. Oh, you have to be.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
You couldn't do it. Surely not. Because if you don't have the money, you could end up having a house that you have to legally pay for.
Well, if you're friends, they hand it in. You'd get away with that, wouldn't you?
No.
If it didn't go above.
Oh, if it didn't go above, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But
just kicking off.
But you mean if it went above what they were expecting in their reserve or whatever?
Oh, God.
And then they're like buying their friends'
especially
house.
Especially if they're holding a grudge and they lie to you about the reserve.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I tell you now, one day whenever I do have an auction for a house, I'm going to have a friend that's going to be very greggy with me. Mate, just zip in here and put her up to this for us, will you?
If you were selling your houses tomorrow, would you do auction, or would you go just like the normal way to sell? Or is it a tough question?
I'd go auction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really would. I'm a fan of auctions.
Is that because you're a bit of a risk taker by trade?
I don't, you know? No. It's actual calculated.
Yeah. Mm.
I think if you've got a house you think might have a bit of an emotional buy on a few people, that it's worth putting an auction because they'll want it and bid against each other.
Yeah,
I've done both.
Yep.
It's very stressful being a seller, selling a house at an auction.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Because, you know, when they go well, it's great.
Yes.
But if you're talking about that emotion, it's awful because you kind of feel like, oh, maybe they don't love my house as much as I do.
Yeah.
Not that I've experienced that, but I'm assuming that could be part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll have the friend in there doing the high bid. So yeah. And he'll end up buying it.
Yeah. Nerves of steel, you need.
Yeah, you definitely I know. Do. Yeah, yeah, that's true. But I think from what I've seen, and I've had a few friends recently do auctions and do really well.
Yeah. Oh,
so the current market is an auction market, I reckon. Yep. Don't you?
Yes.
At this point?
Yes.
Although I'd have a heart attack and die.
That's what I mean. I don't think it's for you. It's too much stress.
No. You're right. I don't think I need to be there.
You might get a lot of money, Steve, but you'll be on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. The real estate agent will actually walk over the top of me and call the ambulance.
This is Tanya and Steve. Very excited. We've had iPhone 12s, PlayStation 5s, all thanks to Harvey Norman. And now this.
The latest 11th gen Intel laptop. Built stronger and lighter. Available now at Harvey Norman. It's Tanya and Steve's Intel.
Now, this is a super prize.
It great is.
Prize. So however, I think we've learnt our lesson never to listen to the boss's ideas again.
Well, we're giving one of these wonderful 11th gen Intel laptops away every day.
Yes.
But you have to play the game with us. Now, first up, we've got Gillian at Fletcher.
All right.
Now, is it Gillian or Gillian?
It's Gillian.
Gillian, sorry.
Here's how it rolls, Gillian. It's like when you Google, not the top, but when you get onto Google and you type in a question and then it's dot, dot, dot after it, right? You've got to tell us what the answer to that or what that is, the most Googled question around the world for that at the time. Do you get that?
Not really.
No. Okay.
Neither did I.
So everyone has to think of Google.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And inside that Google search engine, we're typing in how long. Now, you just have to tell us, what's the first most searched phrase that pops up? How long...
Dot,
dot, dot, dot, dot. What do you think it could be?
A song.
We're going to give you a clue. It's to do with a food and how you prepare it.
How long do you boil eggs for?
Oh, my God. We have a winner.
You've got to be kidding me, Julian.
Well done, Julian. We've been worried about this.
We thought we were going to be here for an hour.
I know. I think the clue did help a little bit. But
yeah, but you've still nailed the kind of premise of what we're doing. So we're going to be doing this every single day. See, I would have said, how long, dot, dot, dot. I was thinking, is a piece of string. I thought people would have Googled that, you know.
Same.
See, I thought, how long was this comp going to take?
So, Julian, you got it. You won it. How do you feel?
Well, I can't listen to this.
She's still bamboozled by everything.
Both of my boys actually need new laptops. Yeah, amazing.
Perfect.
Well done. Well, Gillian walks away with the 11th gen Intel laptop. Congratulations from Harvey Norman. Now,
hopefully everyone tomorrow will get that. Now you got the idea. So you helped us get the idea across.
Yes. Now, yep. Just so you know, Gillian, boil an egg was first.
Yep.
Our dog's pregnant for was second. Oh. Do cats live? Third.
So how long do cats live?
Yeah. And how long is the Great Wall of China was fourth. So you nailed it. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, good on you, Gillian. I like the fifth most Googled term in the world at the moment as well. What's that one?
How long until Christmas?
Exactly. Yeah. How can people be doing that every day?
Yeah, I did last night.
How many days?
I think I've just boosted it up to five just by me. So there you go. Now you guys have got the idea.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come up with another one tomorrow.
Commonly Googled phrases you've just got to fill in the blank, fill in the end of the sentence or question.
The idea of it is interesting, isn't it, that gets Googled around the world. That's a Google question.
These are real people.
Yes.
Yep.
How long to boil an egg?
Well, yep. How long?
Well, I always say 3 minutes. Yeah. I don't know what Google said. I actually haven't looked it up on Google.
No. No. Yeah, 3 minutes? Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm told. 3 minutes from when the bubbles start. Is that true?
I think 3 minutes because then I can put my soldiers in.
Is he toast?
Shut up.
I didn't know what you were talking about then. But then is that 3 minutes for one egg or what? Does it go up if you put in five eggs?
Stop it, Risey.
Risey.
You're giving Google a headache.
Risey, it doesn't matter how many eggs are in there. It's all the same time for the eggs. You may, on your theory, if you boil 9 eggs, you leave them in there for half an hour.
All right, that's how Tanya and Steve's Intel works.
How'd
all
you
this
go
week.
With science?
Not very good. We've got the latest 11th gen Intel laptop built stronger and lighter available now at Harvey Norman. Very excited to be giving away these laptops right in time for Christmas.